You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. So we'll start today with a story about two tax credits that benefit low-income workers and affect a surprising number of military families. They're set to expire at the end of 2017 unless Congress extends them. If they do expire, it'll be a major financial blow for many people. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
It's lunchtime at Parkview Elementary School in Salt Lake City. Paul Johnson is trying to keep squirming kindergartners and first graders in their seats. Not an easy task, even for someone who was in the Army for almost 3 years.
You guys sit down.
Johnson works part-time, 29 and a half hours a week. He's a monitor in the school's computer lab, which is much quieter than the cafeteria. Johnson gets both the earned income tax credit and child tax credit. They added up to almost $8,000 last year. Johnson and his ex-wife spent the money on their four kids.
You know, buy extra things that the kids might need. Excuse me.
That cough is part of Johnson's disability. His doctor says he froze parts of his lungs during the year he spent in Turkey as an Army private first class.
On a really cold day, I might have frozen some of my lungs and burnt them because it was so cold and we were out exercising.
Johnson started his job at the school last August. He makes $11 an hour, meeting the income requirements for the earned income tax credit, which is sort of a wage subsidy based on how much you earn. It was designed for the working poor, a category that includes some veterans and active duty military, according to Chuck Marr, the director of federal tax policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
So roughly 2 million veteran and active duty, and most of them are veterans, qualify for either the earned income tax credit or the low-income child tax credit.
Marr says Congress made some changes in 2012, making it easier to qualify for those tax credits. But those adjustments are set to expire in 2017, which would leave many veterans out of luck.
If they went away, 1 million veteran and active duty personnel would be hurt by that, would lose income.
Marr wants Congress to renew the tax credit adjustments by the end of this year. So does Kelly Ruska. She's with the National Military Family Association. It's contacting military families, trying to get them involved in a campaign to save the tax credit adjustments. Ruska says many of them are surprised to learn the adjustments weren't permanent.
And then we say, well, what are you going to do if it expires? And, you know, they've come back and gone, what? It's expiring.
Paul Johnson, the veteran working in the school computer lab, he knows the adjustments are expiring, and he wants Congress to do something about it.
Well, I'm kind of frustrated with Congress right now because it seems to me that they're trying to fix things that aren't broke.
Johnson says the tax credits are working well, keeping veterans like him above water financially, even allowing them to dream. Johnson's goal? To teach middle school social studies full time. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.